गुड आफ्टरनून मैम।
गुड आफ्टरनून अदिति, हाउ आर यू?
आई एम ओके मैम, हाउ आर यू?
गुड गुड,
मैम
ऑलराइट।
आई वाज द टीचर आई वाज टेलिंग यू अबाउट फ्रॉम द फिजिकल एजुकेशन बैचलर प्रोग्राम, कंफर्म मी द टाइम एंड आई एम स्टिल वेटिंग ऑन हर।
ओके, That's the one you're doing now at 2 o'clock?
No. I am doing from someone from private college.
All right. Okay. Yeah, I think...
I'm the host.
All right. Okay, Aditi. Yeah. If you can finish that physical...
Thank you, ma'am. I have started the recording. I am Aditi Saravat. Presently, I am with Dr. Neeraj Priya. Ramjus College,
Guru Ramdas College.
Guru Ramdas College.
Yeah. Of education.
Okay, ma'am. It's 27-20-21 and I have taken permission from Dr. Neeraj Priya to record the interview. Ma'am, can you please give me some more information about yourself regarding your...
As I told you that I am working in the capacity of Principal Guru Ramdas College of Education. And this college is managed by Delhi Sikh Gurdwara Prabandhak Committee. This college is affiliated to Guru Gobind Singh Indraprastha University, Delhi. This college is situated in East Delhi.
East Delhi.
And yeah. I am regarding my qualification. I am PhD in education from Department of Education, Delhi University. And I am NAT JRF qualified. MED for MED from Department of Education, Delhi University. And I am gold medalist also. And I did my graduation in the sciences stream, Delhi University. Then I did my post-graduation in political science and a B.Ed. also from Department of Education, CIE, Delhi University. Recently, I did a M.A. in sociology also from IGNOU.
Oh, that's great, ma'am.
And I have some of publications in my name. I have written lots of articles in daily Hindi newspapers like Nova Times, yes, Jansatta, Sandha Times, Hindustan Times. I have contributed some of the papers and reputed refereed journals also, like the journals of NCERT and many other reputed journals. And I have contributed as a member for NCERT textbook 11th class political science and 6 to 8 civics textbooks written by SCERT in 2003. It's all about my profile.
Thank you for sharing it, ma'am. Can you state that for how long you have been working with Guru Ramdas College of Education?
I joined this college in 2006 December. Okay. But you can count from January 2007.
Okay, ma'am. So it's been quite a long time you are appointed as a principal.
No, I joined as an assistant professor. Okay. And in 2009, I was handover the charge of principal.
Okay.
And later on, I was confirmed as a principal of this college in 2011.
But ma'am, still, I think it's good 10 years, we can say.
Yeah.
Ma'am, how many courses are offered in your college regarding...
Only one, BEd? Yeah, only one course, that is B.Ed. course.
Okay. And ma'am, what is the approved intake for the course?
Actually, me the approved intake by the NCT is 4 units. Jo abhi recent trend hai unka, 4 units. Earlier it was 2 units of 100 each. Now it is 4 units of 50 each. That is 200 students. But IP University hasn't given us 200 students. They have given us 100 students only. So we have 100 students plus 100 students, total 200. So you can say presently we have intake of 100 students only.
Okay, ma'am. Ma'am, how many students were admitted in 2019 out of 100? How many seats were filled?
2021?
Ma'am, 2019. I'm trying to trace the data from a bit back.
2019 or 18-19?
I'm 2019.
Achha, 2019 mein 96.
Okay.
96.
And ma'am, in 2020?
Yeah, it's 95.
Okay. Ma'am, what can you comment on the 2021 admission?
I am expecting 100%, but you know that sometimes the university has their own rules and regulations due to which we have less number of students admitted. Like in 20 also, many students were interested to take admission in our college, but university closed the admission process without filling all the seats. So I cannot predict what will happen in 2021, but I expect 100% admission.
I hope so, ma'am. Achha, ma'am, can you comment on, have you witnessed the, if there is increase in the admission number or if there's a decrease in the past few years in the admission seats intake?
As I told you that earlier in 2000 till 2014, when it was BEd course was of 1 year duration, we had 200 students, that is 2 units of 100 each. And even university has given us. But in 2015, when the BEd course was in, its duration was increased from 1 year to 2 years, university has reduced our intake from 200 to 100. And we faced a lot, a big financial loss also we faced. And I had to terminate some of the faculty members also. So it was a big loss in 2015. And this loss is still affecting our financial condition. And still we are facing some of the problems in meeting the day-to-day demands of our college.
Ma'am, what can you comment on the BEd course converted into a 2 years course? So what is your experience on it?
In my opinion, every policy has positive as well as negative aspects. The same thing happened with the BEd course 2 year program. Some people suffered a lot due to 2 year pre-year program, and some areas I would say that they have been dealt better than 1 year program. 2 year program affected parent also, students also in terms of finance, because they have to pay fees twice. The students have to spend one extra year. I don't think that there is much benefit, because whatever they were learning in 1 year program, and in 2 year program, the syllabus or curriculum has been increased, and some new topics have been increased. For example, this mindfulness and teaching is increased. This internship is increased. Its duration has been increased. But we are facing a lot of problem in getting schools for the internship. Many of the schools do not want to give such a long duration for teaching, because our students are still trainees. They are not experts. They have to teach in a particular way, while their regular teachers teach in different way. So there are so many things. But good thing is that some of the new topics have been added. Nothing else, I would say. Because in our university, the curriculum is not reduced much. We have semester system, due to which all the time students and teachers keep on running to finish the curriculum. And quality, I think, suffered. Quality suffered. And this is not only due to 2 year BEd program, but due to semester system also, in my opinion.
Okay.
Because continuity breaks in semester system. So...
so ma'am, according to you, should the BEd program be converted into 1 year again?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I can't say that whether it should be converted into 1 year program. I cannot say with full confidence, because I don't think that, because this is a policy matter, and NCT, as you have said, you must have read, and Education Department of Government is adamant to continue 2-year B.Ed. program.
Yes, sir.
So what I think will not matter much, but in my opinion, further I would add that I have done B.Ed. in 1 year of 1 year duration, and I don't think that I have less quality than the 2-year B.Ed. program.
Someone
students.
From
yeah. So all of us of my batch have done B.Ed. program of 1 year duration. And I think that all have good quality.
Yes, ma'am.
So duration, increase in duration, in my opinion, does not mean that it will improve the quality.
I understand your point, ma'am.
Yeah.
Ma'am, coming back to the college intake, do you have students from all the streams? Like, do you have enough students from language, arts, biology,
physics?
So, but, if you can give me a number in general, just with how many
Right now, I cannot give the exact number, but approximate number. Like in mathematics, approximate 30 students. Integrated science, approximate 30 to 35 students. And language, this last 2 years, the students of English language are admitted more in number.
Okay.
Like it crossed 50 students strength. And Hindi kam aaya hai, 30, around 28, 30. And social science bhi pehle jyada hua karta tha. Now the trend has reduced.
Okay.
And it is approximate 40 to 50.
Okay.
Pehle 60-70% hota tha.
And ma'am, about what about science, physics and math?
Science mein IP University have IP University have different procedure. They have biology, physics and chemistry, etc. at B level, post graduation level. So their number is less.
Okay.
Commerce students are 4 or 5.
Okay, that's too less.
Yeah.
Oh yes, ma'am. Ma'am, are you getting enough students from all the streams, or do you wish any sort of intake to be increased in a particular stream?
Yeah, I think that we have enough number of students, because we science may at PG level only 1 or 2 students come. History, political science, only 1 or 2 students come. And as per the number of faculty, I think it's enough. Because we have to mainly focus on undergraduate level.
Yes, ma'am.
Because they, for example, in mathematics, they have only one course for PG and undergraduate level, that is mathematics. So, both have to study the same curriculum.
Yes, ma'am. And what is the proportion of boys to girls in each of the streams? If you can just give me a number from the top of your head.
Earlier, it was very less number of students. Boys who were coming to our college, but due to some other factors, like one college in our area is only for women, and one college which was running B.Ed. course has been closed. So now the number is approximate 15 students, boys, and others girls.
Okay,
35 to 15 approximate.
That's still a pretty, I think that's still an improvement from the past.
Yeah.
15 boys in a B.Ed.
It can be plus minus.
Yeah. Achha, ma'am, what can you tell me about the location of the college? It's like, can I say it's in a urban area or a semi-urban area?
It is semi-urban area, you can say.
Okay.
Because it is in East Delhi. And the area is, you can say, socioeconomically and educational area. It's not very sound area.
Okay.
Matlab, it's not very hi-fi area or it's not posh area. So mostly socioeconomically and educationally, you can say backward area it will be called.
It has its own limitations.
Yeah.
Ma'am, what can you comment on the socioeconomic profile of your students?
Most of them come from lower strata. Or medium class, middle class. And most of the students taking admission, they have done their studies through distance education, open learning education. Regular studies wala kam hota hai. तो मोस्ट ऑफ देम लोअर मिडिल क्लास, मिडिल क्लास, मिडिल क्लास, अपर क्लास वेरी, मतलब ओनली फ्यू स्टूडेंट्स.
मैम, सिंस यू सेड दैट मोस्ट ऑफ द स्टूडेंट्स हैव डन ग्रेजुएशन फ्रॉम ओपन यूनिवर्सिटीज,
या
एंड सो व्हाट कैन यू कमेंट अबाउट द क्वालिटी ऑफ द स्टूडेंट्स दैट यू आर गेटिंग इन टू योर कॉलेज?
Yeah, in the beginning when they enter the college, we have to work hard for them, on them, because they are not used to such kind of an environment which provide them into B.Ed. course in our college. They don't have the habit of studying regularly, attending the classes regularly from 9 to 4. And they are used to taking notes or studying from notes. So in the beginning, we have to work hard. But later on, they adjust to our atmosphere and they work hard. They start working hard. Our students start working hard.
So ma'am, what you feel is the key motivation for these students to join the teacher education program?
Dekhi, most of the girls students join this course, and when we ask them, the main reason is their parent force them, marriage is the main reason, and the biggest reason is this profession is ideal for the girls. They can work as well as look after the family after marriage, look after the children after marriage. So this is the main reason. And some come for passing their time also, as they are preparing for other jobs or other areas, streams, especially boys.
And ma'am, since you talked about that there are other jobs students look for, so what other jobs, like, can you comment on it furthermore?
Any other job, any other government job, I would say. Like some of our students went for police job also. And SSC jobs also. So one or two were doing UPSC. Some of them were trying for higher education also. Not in their own stream. So these kind of different jobs.
Ma'am, how many students, you know, who pass out from your college end up being in the teaching profession and not look for other jobs, specifically the government ones?
What a data we recorded.
Ma'am, just a number from the top of your head, if you can give me.
I would say, after completing B.Ed., all do not get the jobs immediately. Okay, because there are many factors. For example, medium instruction. If their students are of Hindi medium, they get difficulty in getting a job. If they are English medium and have science, mathematics, they are easily absorbed. Or if they have language, they are easily absorbed. So I would say 30 to 40% are absorbed immediately. Others keep on trying. And one thing is good for our college that many of our students are absorbed in government jobs immediately, contract basis pay or guest basis pay. This is one thing which is very important.
Ma'am, how many students try for government jobs, since we are speaking of jobs only now?
I think everybody try for government job.
And how many end up being... And
10 to 15%, 10 to 15%.
Okay, and apart, since we have already talked about the different kind of other jobs they look for,
And public schools, man, they are absorbed in public schools.
Ma'am, what can you comment about the status of these new hirees direct from the college, or do you have a placement cell in your college?
We have, we have placement cell. We organize mock interviews also. We call different agencies also. To do different workshops and activities for that, and we try our students to be placed through our college also, if anybody demands us.
Ma'am, so you have affiliations with private school, different private schools.
I can't say affiliation, but where our students go for internship, that is our affiliation, you can say. And many of our students are absorbed there also. So That could be the affiliation only.
Ma'am, what can you comment on the starting salary for a fresher in a private school? Like, there are cases of exploitation of...
That depends on the... Yeah, that depends on 2-3 factors. Where the student is placed. The school. For example, many of our students are placed in good schools. Good in the sense that they are reputed... or they have good infrastructure, etc. So they are given 30 plus also, 30,000 plus also. But some of the students want school of their nearby places, chota mota school aas paas jo bhi hai. So these school do not pay good salary, 8,000, 10,000 or whatever.
Yes, ma'am. Ma'am, apart from private schools, do you have you witnessed any of your students enter into NGO working in education sector?
We have some people attached with us from NGO, even our alumni also. And they try to contact us. And we also try to attach our students with we recently Teach for India group came to our college and they organized one workshop and they want to work with us.
Okay.
If good NGOs enter and want collaboration with us, we definitely promote it.
Okay, ma'am. Ma'am, are there any examples where you have witnessed your students pursuing other jobs rather than teaching related to education only, like in curriculum development or, you know, developing some sort of pedagogical tools? Have you ever witnessed that?
One or two students went for such kind of an activity, but not all. Okay. Only one.
Okay, ma'am. Now, ma'am, moving back to the about the program of the BEd program of your college, what students like about the program? In your conversation with students, if you could point out a few things among it, what do students like in the program?
देखिए जब enter होते हैं तब तो बड़े निराश होते हैं और उन्हें लगता है कि हम कहाँ फंस गए. लेकिन जब कोर्स करके जाते हैं तो डेफिनेटली दे आर सो हैप्पी. एंड द वन थिंग विच इज वेरी इम्पोर्टेंट एंड आई थिंक दैट एवरी चाइल्ड फील्स चेंज इन पर्सनालिटी, चेंज इन पर्सपेक्टिव, चेंज इन आउटलुक, ड्रास्टिक चेंज. सो दैट इज द मेन थिंग.
यस मैम. एंड मैम, व्हाट डू स्टूडेंट्स फाइंड डिफिकल्ट टू डील विद ड्यूरिंग द प्रोग्राम?
या देखिए, पहली बात तो ये है कि नेचर ऑफ कोर्स इज टोटली डिफरेंट. मैनी ऑफ द कोर्सेज आर टॉट फर्स्ट टाइम. मैनी ऑफ द स्टूडेंट्स हैवंट स्टडीड साइको फिलोसफी एटसेट्रा सच काइंड ऑफ कोर्सेज एंड द वर्कशॉप्स एंड द टाइम ड्यूरेशन फॉर देयर वर्क वट एवर दे आर डूइंग फाइल मेकिंग दैट इज टू हैक्टिक फॉर देम. तो डिफरेंट है क्योंकि जैसे ग्रेजुएशन करके आते हैं तो वहाँ पे नोट्स मिल गए, पढ़ लिया, पढ़े या नहीं पढ़े, मस्ती करने को बहुत मिलता है. यहाँ पर वो चीजें कम हो जाती
हैं. एंड मैम, व्हाट ऑल डू दे लर्न फ्रॉम द प्रोग्राम?
फाइल मेकिंग है, और अब तो क्योंकि कोरोना का टाइम था तो डिजिटल प्रोग्राम के मतलब ऑनलाइन क्लासेस कैसे ऑर्गेनाइज करी जाती हैं, कैसे ली जाती हैं, ये उन्होंने भी सीखा. मल्टीमीडिया लेसन प्लान कैसे बनाए जाते हैं ये उन्होंने सीखा, और स्ट्रेस मैनेजमेंट ये उन्होंने सीखा. और मतलब ये बीएड करने के बाद तो वो कहते हैं कि हर किसी को बीएड प्रोग्राम करना चाहिए क्योंकि इसमें इतना कुछ सीखने और जानने के लिए है जो एक प्लेन बीए एमए कोर्स में नहीं होता. और जैसे खासतौर पर एजुकेशनल साइकोलॉजी वाला पेपर है जो बहुत कुछ सिखाता है और आपके जीवन से जुड़ा हुआ है.
I'm speaking of corona times, let's jump few steps ahead and move to questions related to COVID. How your college prepared itself for situations such as COVID after the pandemic has hit us? How you prepared to proceed with the program?
Okay, we organized several workshops with a counselor also. for our students. Our teachers also are in touch with our students. They also try to do counseling if required of the students. And कॉलेज में कुछ इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर में भी चेंजेस किया गया है
मैम,
लाइक टॉयलेट्स में इस तरह के वो लगाए गए हैं, पैर से धोने वाले सोप, लिक्विड सोप्स, और सैनिटाइज किया जा रहा है. थर्मोमीटर जो वाला होता है दूर से करने वाला, वो रखा गया है. बच्चे आते हैं तो सैनिटाइज बॉटल्स रखी गई है. मतलब इस तरह की कुछ अरेंजमेंट्स किए गए हैं.
Ma'am, and how you proceeded further with the program? You conducted online classes.
We are still going on. All our teachers are conducting online classes.
Okay.
They are doing a lot of efforts for conducting online classes for our students. Not only online classes, but online workshops, training programs, competitions, and some of the functions also we organize online. So we are trying to cope up with the strengths and with the course and with the situation.
I hope I'm all coping up. Ma'am, how is your college, or you know, if you can comment on behalf of your faculty, their experience of learning using technology or carrying forward the course using technology?
Efficient, very, very, matlab, a good faculty. I have very good and experienced and qualified faculty, and very highly who are always ready to learn and to teach and to do something new. So good faculty. I have a good faculty.
Ma'am, it was a difficult time for all of us. It is still a difficult time for all of us.
Yeah.
So what difficulties your students faced in terms of
main thing was some of the students faced personal problem also during corona time. Some of them suffered from corona also, but the main problem which most of the students went through is a stress, depression. So these kind of problems came to my knowledge also. Our teachers tried to talk to them, to try to solve their problems. So we had mentor groups where we met our students and talked to them and discussed their personal problems also. So we try to solve their problem in that sense. And as I told you that we have counselor also, if required, they can talk to the counselor also.
Ma'am, this was not a difficult time even for teachers. It was a very surprising and shocking situation for all.
Because
so how your teachers have dealt with it, or you know, what sort of challenges they had at their front? Because
the first wave,
you need to be of a sound mind.
First wave was not so difficult, but the second wave disturbed everyone, because in most of the people, one or two family members or all the family members suffered from corona. So everyone faced difficulty, but still my faculty kept on taking online classes irrespective of their family situation. And one or two had faced a lot of difficulty in their family during this second phase. Still they kept on going on. So definitely they faced, but I also tried to cope up with them. And like a family, we try to solve each other's emotional problems, not I would say physical problems.
Ma'am, this was a difficult time period. So how your students proceeded with the teaching practice?
Teaching practice mein to dekhiye problem aayi hai, kyunki physical to hua nahi zyada. शुरू में हमने कोशिश करी थी, कुछ स्कूल मिले भी थे, कुछ दिन वो गए भी थे, लेकिन फिर जैसे ही लॉकडाउन हुआ तो सब कुछ बंद हो गया. ऑनलाइन क्लासेस कुछ स्टूडेंट्स की, मैक्सिमम स्टूडेंट्स की ऑनलाइन क्लासेस हुई हैं, पर कुछ स्टूडेंट्स ऐसे भी हैं अभी भी जिनको ऑनलाइन क्लासेस मिलने में भी काफी डिफिकल्टी हुई है.
अच्छा, दिस ईयर टॉकिंग अबाउट लास्ट ईयर और दिस ईयर?
दिस जो आउटगोइंग बैच.
ओके.
और द आउटगोइंग बैच.
ओके मैम. Ma'am, before moving now, jumping to the time before corona, so when your students used to go for, you know, when they were physically present in the for the teaching practice ke liye school mein. So what feedback you got from the school regarding your program preparing, you know, these would be teachers?
So most of the schools were so happy with our students and their preparation. And if we compare with other colleges, peer course, and are competing with our students, I rate my college as well as my faculty as well as the preparation they are allowed to our students, that is A level. Okay, so our schools, they were also very much satisfied, but definitely 100% we cannot say, because some of the students are not serious and some have medium problem also, some have content knowledge problem also. But I can say 80% students and were able to satisfy the schools where they were going for the internship.
Ma'am, moving on to students' feedback, we talked about the schools one. So what kind of feedback do your students give about the teacher education program after completion of the program and once they have entered into the industry?
Dekhi, I could say that most of them are so happy and satisfied. But again, I would say that all cannot be satisfied. All are not happy.
Yes, ma'am.
But still, I can say that 70% to 80%, they are satisfied, they are happy. They enjoyed the course, they learned a lot from the course. But still, 20 to 30%, I would say, they were not serious, they were not interested. They came just to pass the time, or they were not for this course, actually. They were not meant for this course, but they came. So that's what I would say.
Ma'am, and in now let's move on to the context of CTET exam. Ma'am, how many students of yours appear for this exam?
देखिए appear होने में तो 80 to 90% appear हो जाते हैं.
Okay.
लेकिन pass सारे नहीं हो पाते.
And what can you comment about the number of students passing that exam?
50 to 60%.
Only 50 to 60%.
Yes. Though we also try our level best and we organize workshop of CTET also. CTET also, and our teachers also help them, but still first attempt mein nahi ho pate. But they keep on attempting, and koi second attempt mein ho jata hai, koi third attempt mein ho jata hai, koi ek ya do number se first attempt mein reh jata hai. But 100% nahi hai. Delhi mein sirf ek hi maine diet ka college suna hai jo 100% ya 90% pe chala jata hai.
वर्कशॉप
फॉर देम सीटेट के लिए एवरी ईयर 2 to 3 वर्कशॉप मिनिमम we organize, and even our teachers also help them separately. So this kind of exposure is given to them.
Ma'am, since you have already drawn a comparison on the students, you know, that someone that from a specific diet, you have heard students complete passing the exam in the first attempt.
Yeah.
So if you go on a comparison path, so where can you rate your, or you know, what can you comment about the passing rate of your college in comparison to the college, other college from the same university?
I think that there are 2-3 factors in my opinion. The one thing is that diet course is on annual mode. It saves a lot of time and energy of the faculty, of the teachers, staff also, and students also, in my opinion. This is my opinion. I don't know. Many people favor semester system also. But I myself is not in favor of that much. Because in my opinion, that wastes a lot of time in examination process. So it breaks the continuity also. And we have to again, we have to do a lot of effort to bring the students back mentally to the course and to the college. So this is one of the biggest reason in my opinion. And another is that in government school, in DIET, especially as I told you, Shah Garden, Definitely they do a lot of hard work and they get government support also, which we do not get. So, and this is also one of the reasons, in my opinion. I have limited faculty and I have to do a lot of works for that. So they are already overburdened. And one thing is that एक चीज जरूर मैं कहूंगी यहाँ पे
हाँ
अपनी
जी मैम
फैकल्टी में और गवर्नमेंट स्कूल की फैकल्टी में जो मैंने नोट किया है निषाद राजन में कि वो टाइम कंस्ट्रेंट में नहीं बनते वहाँ पर. टीचर्स जो हैं, जो मेरे नॉलेज में आया है, मुझे पता नहीं कितना सही कितना गलत है, कि वो एक्स्ट्रा टाइम भी देते हैं जो हमारे यहाँ थोड़ा सा कम होता है.
ओके
टीचर्स ऑफिस की तरह काम करते हैं, हालांकि मैं अपनी फैकल्टी को सबसे ऊपर रेट करती हूँ, उसके बावजूद भी मैं ये बात तो कहूँगी कि एक्स्ट्रा टाइम देने के मामले में वो उतना ज़्यादा लिबरल नहीं है.
मैम सिंस सीटीईटी हेल्प्स यू यू नो इट्स लाइक द फर्स्ट फिल्टर फॉर द जॉब.
या या
So what can you say about, you know, students employed after completion of the course? How do they, you have a placement cell also. So
Yes.
is there any other way also they look for jobs apart from the placement cell?
Yeah, they apply themselves also. We also inform them that we put the newspaper advertisements on our notice board for them and for them, and they can apply directly also. And because you know that teaching job is a job where if there is demand, then only you can apply and you can get the job. If there is no demand, there is no vacancy, you cannot apply. You can force anybody. नहीं नहीं आप हमारे students को ले लीजिए, हमारे students अच्छे हैं. अगर they have vacancy, then only they send us request, demand request to us also. Many of the schools. So if they send us the demand request, then we send the list of our students whom we feel that they can do justice with the particular post. So that is the way. Yeah.
And then after completion of the course, where are students employed mostly?
As I told you that many of our students are employed in government jobs on ad hoc basis or guest basis. And approximately 10 to 15% in good public schools. And 10 to 20% go pursue higher education. Some go for other jobs, and some go for nearby schools because their first priority is nearby their residence. So that's this is. But a maximum number of students are employed in government contract or guest basis jobs.
Ma'am, now we will gather information about your teacher education, institutional experience. This is particularly related to your college. So what kind of kinds and extent of challenges you face in terms of students, you know, in terms of quality of students? We talked about that the quality is little challenging in your college due to many factors.
Yeah.
And what other challenges you face in terms of students?
That is true that in terms of the quality of students taking admission in our college, that is really a big challenge because that depends because as you know that in our college is located in a locality which is already socioeconomically educationally backward. So the students who are taking admission are also from nearby locality, and the quality is really not you can say that जैसे पब्लिक स्कूल वाले होते हैं ना, क्रीम क्रीम लेते हैं और बाकी छोड़ देते हैं, और फिर सरकारी स्कूलों में जो जाते हैं, बट ये स्टार्टिंग होती है. बट व्हेन दे वंस दे एंटर अवर कॉलेज, वी ट्राई टू पॉलिश देम, वी ट्राई हार्ड, एंड वी ट्राई टू टेक देम फ्रॉम 0 to 60, 70% और 80%. दिस इज अवर मतलब अवर चैलेंज व्हिच वी ट्राई. Somewhere we succeed, somewhere we fail, but सारे 60-70% नहीं होते, पर 40-50% तक तो मैक्सिमम बच्चा आ जाता है, ऐसा हम मानकर चलते हैं.
But you try for it, ना?
Yes, we try for it.
That's what matters, ma'am. Ma'am, now can you please comment a bit on your employment related challenges, particularly to your college? Is there a tenure issue or a salary or, you know, any sort of issue you face from the
yeah,
faculty or the university
many, many, side? Many, 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 many such issues. देखिए सबसे पहली बात तो ये है कि फीस हम तय नहीं कर सकते. फीस के अलावा कोई पैसा लेना है नहीं लेना वो हम तय नहीं कर सकते. और फीस जो है अगर गवर्नमेंट नॉर्म्स एनसीटी कहती है 15 फैकल्टी और एक प्रिंसिपल और अदर नॉन टीचिंग स्टाफ और यूजीसी 7th पे कमीशन दें तो 1 महीने 2 महीने की सैलरी से ज्यादा नहीं दी जा सकती. तो सैलरी हम लोग 6th पे कमीशन देते हैं, डीए पूरा नहीं देते हैं क्योंकि हम दे ही नहीं सकते हैं इतनी सैलरी में. इशू मैंने बहुत बार उठाया है यूनिवर्सिटी के सामने भी, डायरेक्टरेट ऑफ हायर एजुकेशन के सामने भी, जो उनकी फी रेगुलेटरी कमेटी है. बट स्टिल क्वालिफिकेशन हम पूरा रखते हैं. मेरे पास फैकल्टी की क्वालिटी है, गुड क्वालिटी है. सब फैकल्टी मेरे पास ऐसी है जो रेगुलर अच्छी यूनिवर्सिटीज से पढ़कर आई हैं, एक्सपीरियंस्ड हैं और हार्ड वर्किंग हैं, डिवोटेड हैं. तो क्वालिटी मेरे पास है. अब जैसे मैंने कहा कि ये DSGMC का कॉलेज है जो एक सिख माइनॉरिटी इंस्टीट्यूशन है, तो कोशिश उनकी होती है कि सिखों को भी प्रेफरेंस दी जाए, लेकिन वो इंटरफेयर नहीं करते. इस मामले में मैं उनकी बहुत तारीफ करूंगी कि फैकल्टी की अपॉइंटमेंट में वो इंटरफेयर नहीं करते हैं और उन्होंने पूरा एक फ्री हैंड दिया हुआ है कि क्वालिटी टीचर्स को ही अपॉइंट किया जाए, चाहे वो सिख हो चाहे नॉन सिख. तो चैलेंजेस हैं कि हम पूरी सैलरी नहीं दे सकते, हम पूरे नंबर ऑफ टीचर्स एज पर नॉर्म्स नहीं कर सकते. वैसे भी 3 पोस्ट ऐसी हैं जहाँ पर मुझे लगता है कि फुल टाइम टीचर की जरूरत नहीं है, जैसे स्पोर्ट्स टीचर है, आर्ट्स एंड क्राफ्ट का है, म्यूजिक एंड दूसरा एक और है ड्रामा एंड आर्ट. तो इसमें हम लोग पार्ट टाइम रखते हैं. तो बाकी 12 टीचर्स भी फुल टाइम रखना बड़ा मुश्किल है. तो शुरू में हम लोग रेगुलर रखते थे टीचर्स को, लेकिन 1-2 टीचर्स का एक्सपीरियंस हमारा ऐसा रहा कि फिर हमने शुरू में कॉन्ट्रैक्ट पे रखना शुरू कर दिया. फिर हमें लगता है कि ठीक है तो फिर हम बाद में इसको रेगुलर करने की कोशिश करते हैं.
Because, ma'am, what can you state the reason behind keeping teachers on contract? Because, you know, I think the salary is not equal to the permanent teacher, but I think all the responsibilities, they do share the same responsibilities.
हाँ, responsibility है, लेकिन इसके बावजूद भी मैं कहूँगी कि workload इतना ज़्यादा नहीं है यहाँ पर, क्योंकि admission process हम नहीं करते हैं. तो बहुत सारे काम हमारे पास कम होते हैं क्योंकि यूनिवर्सिटी लेवल पर होते हैं. अच्छा, दूसरी बात यह है कि मैंने कहा कि नए टीचर्स जो आते हैं, कई बार जैसे मैंने कहा कि कुछ एक्सपीरियंस ऐसा रहा 1-2 टीचर्स के साथ जो अच्छा नहीं था. अब सरकारियों में तो जो मर्जी हो, वहाँ तो सरकार के पास बहुत बड़ा दिल भी है और पैसा भी है, तो प्राइवेट में अफोर्ड नहीं कर सकते. तो अगर आपके पास ऐसे एलिमेंट्स आ जाते हैं जो पॉलिटिक्स करना चाहें या क्वालिटी नहीं दे पाए, तो प्राइवेट स्कूल ये की तरह कॉर्पोरेट कॉलेज भी उनको कंटिन्यू नहीं करा सकते बहुत लंबे समय तक. दे हैव टू चेंज, दे नीड क्वालिटी.
यस मैम, एंड दैट्स व्हाट वी आर ऑल लुकिंग फॉर, क्वालिटी.
यस यस यस.
मैम, व्हाट
कैन यू, मेरे पास 10-12 साल से हैं टीचर्स. हां जी, तो हम लोग कोशिश करते हैं अच्छे टीचर्स को रोक के रखने की और मेंटेन करने की, और सैलरी भी हम कोशिश करते हैं कि जितना हम औरों से अच्छा दे सकें, तो हमारी कोशिश होती है.
यस मैम. मैम, मूविंग टू द नेक्स्ट पार्ट, व्हाट कैन यू कमेंट अबाउट NCTE रेगुलेशंस?
व्हाट डू यू वांट टू नो अबाउट इट?
मैम, इन योर एक्सपीरियंस रिगार्डिंग द NCTE रेगुलेशन.
देखिए, NCTE रेगुलेशन के लिए मैं फैकल्टी की नंबर ऑफ फैकल्टी टू बी अपॉइंटेड एंड क्वालिफिकेशन टू बी अपॉइंटेड एंड इस मामले में मैं आई एम नॉट वेरी हैप्पी एंड सेटिस्फाइड. बिकॉज जैसे मैंने कहा, 3 टीचर्स हम रेगुलर बेसिस पे क्यों रखें जब हमें रिक्वायरमेंट नहीं है. हमारे पास एक ही कोर्स है, उसमें स्पोर्ट्स का एक टीचर हम फुल टाइम 7th पे कमीशन या 6th पे कमीशन पे कैसे रख सकते हैं? या हमें आर्ट्स एंड क्राफ्ट का हमारा एक ही सेमेस्टर में एक कोर्स है, तो मैं 3 सेमेस्टर की सैलरी उसको क्यों दूंगी? ठीक है, इसी तरह से म्यूजिक वगैरह का एक ही सेमेस्टर में है, तो मैं 3 सेमेस्टर के लिए उसे क्यों रखूंगी? फिर हमारे पास फीस हम नहीं मतलब तय कर सकते हम. और तो मुझे लगता है कि ये नॉर्म्स एनसीटी को सोचना चाहिए कि क्यों भाई आपने इस तरह के जबरदस्ती वाले नॉर्म्स बनाए हैं और जबरदस्ती हमें ऐसे नॉर्म्स में बांधा है जिसमें जब हमारा इंस्पेक्शन होता है तो उसमें हमें नेगेटिव मार्किंग होती है हमें, या हमें जो है उससे नेगेटिव कमेंट्स मिलते हैं क्योंकि हम नहीं उनको अपॉइंट कर सकते. और हम सही बोलते हैं, हम सच बोलते हैं, हम नहीं रखेंगे, हम पार्ट टाइम ही रखेंगे, हमें नहीं है जरूरत. हम क्यों किसी को जो है धोखे में रखें जो हम नहीं सैलरी दे सकते? तो तो मुझे लगता है कि और इस तरीके से कुछ क्वालिफिकेशन को लेकर जो उन्होंने थोड़ा सा नॉर्म्स में रिलैक्सेशन दिया है, या इवन मैं एडमिशन में भी कहूँगी कि पहले जैसे कुछ ऐसे कोर्सेज थे जिनको बीएड में एडमिशन नहीं मिलता था, जैसे बीबीए, बीटेक, बीवी, अब सबको अलाउ कर दिया है। तो
जी
आप ये थोड़ा सा, एक सेकेंड आप रुक लीजिए जरा। हाँ जी, हाँ, वो मेरे बैग में है। हाउ मच टाइम वुड यू टेक? बिकॉज
मैम, आई ओनली हैव टू मोर क्वेश्चंस लेफ्ट.
ओके ओके ओके
मैम, कैन यू कमेंट अबाउट द एफिलिएटिंग बॉडी टू विच योर कॉलेज इज अटैच्ड टू, योर एक्सपीरियंस
एनसीटी
विद दैट?
आईपी यूनिवर्सिटी, आवर कॉलेज इज एफिलिएटेड टू गुरु गोविंद सिंह इंद्रप्रस्थ यूनिवर्सिटी दिल्ली।
यस मैम.
या सो व्हाट डू यू वांट टू नो अबाउट देम?
Ma'am, in terms of regulations, in flexibility, and like you do not have freedom to choose the fee structure for the students, and even the hiring pattern is a bit compromised. So, in that terms, while running such a big college,
IP University has its own system. Other universities may be having their own system, but whatever I have observed in IP University. In the beginning, they didn't have any education department, but later on, they opened it. And before that, they started giving affiliation to colleges for running B.Ed courses. So this was one of the lacuna, but later on, they overcome it. And due to that, they didn't have any policies also. But now they have their own department and some policies also. For regulating B.Ed colleges, and they some of the norms they follow NC as made by NCT admission process, like they have CET, a common entrance test, but norms are followed as per NCT norms for giving admission. That is minimum 50% criteria and all. And colleges are given affiliation as per their own norms. And you know that for running teacher training institutions, we have to first apply in NCT, then we have to apply in the affiliating body universities. And we also follow the same norm. And what else shall I say? They have, as I know that they try to maintain welfare of the students as well as the institutions also. They they discourage taking capitation fee from the students, and the fee revision of fee structure is not in the hands of the individual colleges.
College.
They grade the colleges. They have inspection at least twice. One is known as academic audit. And but due to Corona, it does not happen for last year. And one, they have JAC, Joint Assessment Committee Inspection, and for continuation of affiliation. And academic audit is for maintaining the quality of the teaching learning process and infrastructure and library and many other. And sometimes we have inspection from NCT Fee Regulatory Committee also. So sometimes once it happened that in a year I had 5 inspections. So it is, sometimes it feels that it is mental harassment for the college, financial burden also. So, but they try to maintain the quality of the institutions affiliated to them. And they ask the institutions about the salary, about the qualification of the teaching staff, about their quality, experience, etc. So they try to maintain, but sometimes we feel that more flexibility should be there, at least for revising the fee, because we are unable to pay salary as per 6 pay commission also, because we have less salary, the less income and more demand, more expenditure. And one thing more is that different colleges have different gradings, and on the basis of their grading, they have fees structure. So they have different fees charged from the students. So different colleges charge different fees as per IP University norms.
Ma'am, moving to the last question. What are your views on 4-year program as per the NEP 2020? They have talked about integrated programs.
4-year, okay. Again, I would say that every program would have some positive and some negative aspects. 4-year program will be good for those who are taking, who are interested to be teachers only. And it will discourage those students, those candidates who take admission. ठीक है और कुछ नहीं admission नहीं मिल रहा चलो इसी में चले जाते हैं. But 4-year program के बारे में मैं एक अपनी observation कहना चाहूँगी.
Yes ma'am.
जो मैंने DITES में भी देखी है, जो मैंने BLED में भी देखी है और जो मैंने BEd में भी देखी है.
Yes ma'am.
Quality of candidates after doing DIET, after doing 4-year BLED program, or after doing BEd, 2-year BEd, 1 or 2-year BEd program is quite different. The child or the student who is doing 1-year or 2-year BEd program after graduation better than 4-year integrated BLED program or 2-year DIET program or whatever it is. So in terms of quality, I can't say whether 4-year integrated BEd program will give us good quality or not. Because in my opinion, after graduation, when they enter the this 4-year BEd program, I don't know whether they will be able to cope up with, because I have the experience of teaching BA pass also in DU, and the students taking this education subject.
Yes, ma'am.
Felt they were not able to do justice with the course due to various factors. Not matlab sirf students uske liye zimmedar nahi the, course curriculum and the institutions, matlab they were various. So main nahi keh sakti ki 4-year integrated program ek acha program hone wala hai. Aur second, jaise inhone kaha ki stand alone institutions like our college running only BEd course, तो वो कॉलेज धीरे धीरे बंद होने वाले हैं 4-year इंटीग्रेटेड प्रोग्राम के आने के बाद, क्योंकि या तो आप कंपोजिट कॉलेज में कन्वर्ट हो गए जो हमारे कॉलेज के लिए कई कारणों से पॉसिबल नहीं हो पा रहा, यूनिवर्सिटी हमें और दूसरे कोर्स नहीं दे रही है या हमारा कैंपस बहुत बड़ा नहीं है, और मुझे लगता है कि बीएड प्रोग्राम सिर्फ हम चला रहे हैं तो एक अच्छा एटमोसफेयर हम अभी दे पा रहे हैं क्योंकि उसमें दूसरे कोर्सेज की इंटरफेरेंस नहीं है. लेकिन जब इस तरह का कोर्स आएगा और प्राइवेट स्कूल्स कॉलेजेस चलाएंगे और वहां पर कंपोजिट इंस्टीट्यूशन वाला हाल होगा तो क्या होगा अभी से प्रेडिक्ट करना थोड़ा सा मुश्किल है.
बट इट इज गोइंग टू बी अ कॉम्प्लेक्स सिचुएशन.
या डेफिनेटली.
थैंक यू सो मच फॉर योर टाइम मैम. आई एम गोइंग टू स्टॉप द रिकॉर्डिंग नाउ.